Lady Antebellum, my run to you, 6.5 minutes past 3 o'clock on a Tuesday. I'm delighted that Barry Chapman is back from holidays and in the studio. As you know, Chapman Plumbing, proud sponsors of the news on the afternoon show. And Barry, you've been away in Mozambique and all sorts of exotic things, catching marvellous game fish and doing the Mozambique holiday thing. Must be quite a change being back.
Oh, 100%, man. I hadn't been up to Mozambique in about 12-odd years. Been slogging it away at the ground. Mm-hmm. And, I decided to take my three boys and my wife up. A friend of mine's got a place up there. And
is it still worth going?
Well, so we spent two nights in Ponta d'Oro. It's changed a hell of a lot since the last time I was there.
Yeah,
very busy, very noisy, become very commercial.
Yeah.
We went up to Ponta Molangan, a little bit further up the coast. It was a little bit quieter, but also there's like a little shopping center that they've built there now. And
wow.
Still the sand goat track that runs through the middle of the town, though, but nice big buildings and everything. We went up into the Elephant Reserve, up towards just south of Santa Maria, and it was phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. Closest tar road was 3.5 hours away.
Wow.
Yeah. My kids, three little boys, you can imagine them on a nice white beach sand, Mozambique coast. They came back with a very good tan. And very
happy.
I saw
that you caught some decent fish as well, which is lovely. I mean, the Mozambique fishing at its best is phenomenal, but as you say, when it's a bit overfished and commercialized, it's a bit disappointing. But you guys were in the right spot.
Yeah, we had good luck with the fishing. My eldest son came out deep sea fishing with us. First time he's gone out. I'm still a bit of a greenhorn when it comes to the deep sea fishing side of things. You know, so I'll take you tiger fishing. I can teach you a thing or two. But deep sea fishing, a little bit out of my depth, but I had some very good people around me, so that was great fun.
And now we're back, and generally speaking, a good holiday sets you up for a new year with renewed vigor. And just in time, you've come back just in time for a water crisis of some proportion, because although there's been lots of rain falling, and therefore we were worried that there would be a massive drought and there wouldn't be any water in the taps, it's almost as bad having lots of water falling, because the turbidity of the water that has been coming from Umgeni water apparently has been such that it hasn't been able to supply the likes of Caesar water that supplies Belito with sufficient clean water for them to fill the reservoirs properly. They've been rationing to a degree, and now that crisis seems to be over. But they did put out an advisory, which was interesting as well, where I'm leading to, is they said, look, the water is going to be a little, I like that word, turbid, which means kind of cloudy. It's quite safe to drink, they say, and they have dosed it with chlorine. You could smell it as it came out the tap. It was a bit like the old municipal swimming pools. But they said it's safe to drink. However, the advisory was if you want to go ahead and boil it. Now the question. Generally speaking, I think we're very fortunate that we have still good, clean, potable drinking water in our taps. But it is, I think, pretty much on the cards that's not going to be the case forever. And what should we be doing now in preparation for that, to mitigate against becoming a victim of the lurgies that sometimes flow in turbid water?
Yeah, so, I mean, that whole thing going down with the filtration or treatment works battling, it's all the suspended solids that end up in the waters. They don't have time to settle in the reservoir, being Hazelmere Dam or wherever it's coming from. And that puts an unbelievable amount of pressure on the water treatment works, because all those suspended solids are now getting stuck in the system, which is reducing the processing time and operation of that system. So then by putting lots of chlorine in, yes, it's going to sterilize it, clean it as well, but also large amounts of chlorine for us as humans is not very good. We have bacteria, gut bacteria, everything that keeps our bodies alive and keeps us going. A lot of us health fanatics, running guys, you know, there's the kombuchas and the probiotics that you take and all of those things, that's to keep your gut bacteria happy and healthy. Chlorine
kills it, wipes
all of that out.
Now, does boiling take care of that? I don't think it does. Chlorine doesn't dissipate with boiling, does it?
It gets rid of a large majority of it. You'll have a little bit of residual chlorine left in it.
So you boil chlorinated water, you get rid of the chlorine?
Majority of it.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't realize.
Yeah. So that is one way of trying to sort it out. And then obviously the other side of it is, you know, we've had the discussion before about your tanks and just having a reservoir at home of your own. Water supply, as we hope it won't, but looking into the future, think that it is going to become more of an intermittent supply. I mean, there's a staff member in my office, folks live in Verulam, they haven't had water for 112 days or something like that, with absolutely no action.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's... And then also, if you do have that tank and you do happen to go into water rationing or water shortages, at least you have a facility where somebody can come and deliver you water, or you, if you have a trailer, you can put a tank on it and put that water...
And top up the tank. Now, in conjunction with that, as we've discussed in the past, you can create a kind of mini filtration system at home that is almost as good as the municipal system that feeds the whole of Belito from Caesar. There are various different options, but which would you recommend?
So from my side, I focus more on the bigger stuff when it comes to a domestic household. The maintenance is less for the homeowner. Your initial outlay is a little bit more, but your maintenance costs is a hell of a lot lower. So I use the big fiberglass cylinders that probably stand about as tall as you and I. The one has a sediment media in it, which basically looks like little fine glass beads with two different grades in them. That will then pull out all your suspended solids and all the little bits and pieces that happen to come into the water. And then the next one is a carbon filter. Majority of the carbon these days is made out of macadamia shells, funnily enough. And that carbon is the one that makes the water taste so yummy. It pulls out the chlorine.
Okay.
It really cleans the water up nicely. It gives it a good taste on it.
And are these cartridges that you can replace? Because presumably you need to change that filter substrate at some stage.
So the fiberglass cylinders that I'm talking about have got a backwash function on them.
Okay.
So very similar to a swimming pool backwash. These have got a backwash on them. So as long as you're maintaining them and flushing them regularly, 5-6 years, that system will last you. Whereas if you're using the cartridge system, 6 to 12 months, you are going to need to be looking at replacing those cartridges. And they range from the sediment cartridge of about $180 up to R800 for the more expensive carbon KDF.
Okay. And for the system that you described, the large cylinder system, what sort of cost are we talking? What sort of investment are we talking about?
So just if you've got the tank and the pump and everything set up already, the filter system and the installation of it, you're probably looking about 15,000-16,000 rand.
Okay. And then if you don't have the tank and the pump, an additional, what sort of number on top of that?
So here's the question. Do you have a solar system at home? Do you need a variable speed drive pump or a soft start pump, it's called? Basically, your conventional pump kicks in high wattage, and whether it runs for 5 seconds or 1 minute, it's drawing the same amount of power. Whereas your variable speed drive pump, if you crack a tap open, the pump turns just as fast as it needs to deliver you water.
Okay.
So from an energy conservation perspective, phenomenal. And then from a power perspective on your inverters and things like that, if you do have backup power, it's not such a punch into your system. Because most of us don't have massive systems. And if you've got a 0.75 kilowatt pump and that thing starts up, you've got bit of a kick in the system. Variable speed drive, standard domestic household, within the region of about 9,000 rand for a pump. And then your standard pressure switch pressure pumps are in the region of about 4. So there's quite a big difference between them. And then the range of tanks is massive. Do you want to go with a little 1,000 liters super slim tank that goes in your garage? If you're in a complex, those are in the region of about $5,000. Or do you want to go for the multi-slim, which is a 2,500 liter, a little bit bigger, put on the side of the house or somewhere like that? Those are now pushing up to $9,500-$10,000.
Are they?
So anything that's slimline or designed to fit into a small space, the price goes up through the roof because it's a luxury.
Oh, okay.
Whereas if you go for the normal big round 5,000 liter or 2,500 liter, the price comes down quite a little bit.
Mm.
Because it's more mass produced. I think if I remember correctly, the one tank supplier's, the economy tank is a 2,500 liter, and that tank's about $3,000.
So it's doable. It's something that it might not be your number one priority right now, but I suggest that possibly it should be, because water is life, and without it, there is no life, or it is impacted severely to the point where you probably wish that you had done it when you could.
100%.
And, don't wait until the well is dry to dig it, you know, or till there is no water to dig the well. Just take our advice. Barry Chapman, the boss, the plumbing boss from Chapman Plumbers, is in the house every Tuesday afternoon, giving you the kind of advice that you can use, and we look forward to catching up again in a week's time when we chat with Chapman again.
Beautiful. We'll see what other chaos happens in a week's time.
Thank you, Larry.